Nearly 700 women in the U.S. die every year due to pregnancy-related causes, even though most of those deaths could be prevented. Those are among the findings of a new vital signs report from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Dr. Wanda Barfield, director of the Division of Reproductive Health at the CDC. She's also an assistant surgeon general in the U.S. Public Health Service.
Let's start with a little perspective, because CDC finds that roughly 700 women a year die from childbirth. I'm wondering where that puts us relative to where the U.S. has been in the past and where that puts us relative to other developed countries.
Yes. So, Mark, with respect to other developed countries, such as England, those countries have steadily declined for decades. Unfortunately, in the United States, we're seeing pregnancy-related deaths really remain the same. They're not declining, and in some instances, it appears that they may be increasing.
Why is that?
So the reason that these pregnancies are not declining is not quite clear, but we know that from the recent evidence in our vital signs that 3 in 5 of these deaths could have been prevented. And this analysis offers an opportunity for us to think about concrete solutions in preventing these pregnancy-related deaths.
I'm wondering if some of the causes, and I'm thinking specifically here of cardiovascular conditions, I'm wondering if those are exacerbated by a pregnancy or if there are some causes like that that the pregnancy itself actually causes.
So when a death occurs in pregnancy, in the prenatal period, in the postpartum period, part of our work at CDC is to try to understand if those deaths are pregnancy-related. With respect to cardiovascular disease, we do know that pregnancy creates, if you will, a stress test in terms of the changes in cardiovascular functioning that a woman experiences through the course of her pregnancy. So it's possible that either with pre-existing conditions that a pregnancy could exacerbate a cardiovascular condition and make that condition worse.
When you look at factors like hemorrhages and infections, things like that, those kind of sounds like things, though, that are related specifically either to being in a hospital setting or the actual process of being pregnant and delivering a child.
So not necessarily. We know that the leading cause of death varied by timing of pregnancy-related death. And in this report, we found that those obstetric emergencies that you described, like severe bleeding, and another example is amniotic fluid embolism, that many of those happened at delivery. But in the week after delivery, we saw that severe bleeding, high blood pressure, and infection were most common, and that cardiomyopathy caused the majority of deaths that occurred from 1 week to 1 year after delivery.
In your analysis, you look at the time from the delivery up to a year after. I'm wondering if the causes change over that time. If some factors are more likely to lead to the death of a new parent immediately after childbirth, and if there might be different causes, you know, as you get weeks, months, and up to a year beyond that.
So, Mark, we did find that there were differences related to maternal death depending on the timing of that death. We found that about a third of pregnancy-related deaths happened during pregnancy. About a third happened at delivery or 1 week after, and then the last third happened 1 week after delivery to 1 year postpartum.
Given that there are so many potential factors here, and there's not really one reason that researchers can point to as far as why these numbers are what they are, does that make it harder to figure out what to do about this, to try to lower the number of women who die in childbirth?
So there is no one magic bullet to try to address the issue of maternal mortality in the U.S. There are multiple factors. However, we do have an opportunity with the use of maternal mortality review committees to really understand the issues that contribute to a mother's death. Every state is facing separate challenges and different realities and different contexts around this issue. But that makes the importance of MMRCs such a critical one, because they're in the position to analyze every maternal death and then determine what caused the death, how preventable it was, and what would be the lessons that could be taken from the loss of a mother to prevent similar deaths in the future.
All right. Dr. Wanda Barfield is director of the Division of Reproductive Health at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Barfield, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark.